Shawdhu Clan Gaelus, smiley I'm sure you all take. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert the Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to present this programme, which is called Clan Gael, in which you'll hear some things going a-telling in the English language, as Cústaire than Eliagor or Inch Sigilg, and some other things going a-telling in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Dúrish. Well, all seemed well late on the 20th of September 1787, but the new day had scarcely arrived when disaster struck, with the wreck of the herring fleet in the early hours of Lal Mayan, St. Matthew's Day. Chanami Shiga Velikat, the Hitera Fishine Sigilga Kirchomar Skiel. Im Salzigemach Shen Rost und Fiera Goldtayach, doch she Yirian Beger Ermirende Faber. Ten Enemerfi Shaw, Lloris John Hegeland. The 18th of September was the date on which Mona Douglas was born in the year 1898. We'll hear Mona herself a little later. This first is a song about her from Mona's Isle, the legacy of Mona Douglas Project, and it's named for Mona's house at Ballarach, Thainagheri, or Thainagheri, as Mona would have said. Tessu Geistiach, Rish Radio Vanning, Stasiu the Nation, Skeljena Washtulish, Elian Vanning.
Douglas was living alone in a little grey house in the highland. There were stories till you're gonna tell on us how the lek wasn't heard on the island. But Mona Douglas has gone to her rest. The house is all gone, not a gravestone. And Mona, your absence has left us bereft, and the fairies have fled to the west. She'd be telling the fairies and butchers and all, and there would be dancing and singing. Her dances were mighty, and into the night we'd go with our senses a-ringing. But Mona Douglas has gone to her rest, and her ginses are gone with her too. There's other ones singing you choose to be sure in the mansion now raised on a broom. Douglas is over the seas, but there's one say the fairies go pining on the height of Ballarach with the wind in her hair, a sawing and keeking and sighing, like wishing her back from her journey again. For Mona was friends with her more, but she's riding magnificent and she'll never be hearing them call.
Greg Jochen leading on that song with words and music by Annie Kissick, and the arrangement also included Cesar Jochen's Breton Manx Air. Volume 16 of the Manx Society's publications, Mona Miscellany, prints a song in Manx. And to explain its background, there's an article which is headed Loss of the Manx Herring Fleet, 1787, 21st of September, being St. Matthew's Day. And this is how that article starts. In order to render the following account of the loss of the Manx herring fleet in 1787, as recorded in the ballad, intelligible, it's necessary to refer to the state of Douglas Harbour, the scene of the disaster, at that time. And it gives various background details, and it includes Mr. Nicholas Christian, harbour master of Douglas, who was examined as a witness before the commissioners, described this pier as having been a very rude structure, being composed of small stones, which, during every heavy gale of easterly wind, were displaced, and repairs were continually needed. He says that at the end of the pier there stood a brick lighthouse, between 30 and 40 feet high. De Haljechemach na Tamilotnchon an Skiel Shaw, vele Skiel na Din, blen de gair de henne hoer mi Skiel na Chlub na Chid Linje. Verhalten een kor dulen fausen heen, lorisch rai de ogel dach me. As we are skew skeel as naichid fogel on ye, sight on zech achtenjach, nes rein shen and de ogel shen. To shartans jane of skeel and shen linje, ninnedege learnmanx.com, an acht for chinde et emes gilg. Sonor enjach am i toyach der chinde skeel and lorisch unnuchter na lummaken. As for unskeel jegus feechin de et em jane a skeel in eggison. Krausen de grey de rauwed skeel in yindesach na eer skeel in no, na kirten ve jinu versioen jay skeel von hanna, as na kirten va mismunion de rauwed in de rauw ro vai on dau. Ni ai, na jinin grey de rauwed ult no. Ach yn rydz gan sioel, sien dy rawn y sgilyn, bent yn rys bwnys cwysi'r bi, as mys o fa cedd y yna wymyd jay cochle yn ffogl ys rei. Now here's a song about a cob, a pier, as we're talking about this pier, we will be during the programme, but this is a pier in a place called Malltraith, and it's a song in Welsh by Catherine Angharad, Cob Malltraith.
Cof malltraeth mi foddith fy mam Rwy'n ofni'n fy nghalon mae fi gaeth y cam Pwy olchydd, pwy starchydd, pwy drosydd fy'n gris Rwy'n ofni'n fy nghalon dylam Tŵl-rw-dylam, tŵl-rw-dyladio Rwy'n ofni'n fy nghalon Byddai farw ar fy Ti yw anedwar y tynes at y chi Gweld wedwch a fynoch na gydyn ti ni Os wwan a mari fydd fod un y fan Fe gaeth y mam lwybyr dylam Tŵl rwdyla di o Fe gaeth y mam lwybyr I ddengid i'r lan Edwar ta margiad a redant yn glen A sion mi red yn thai A mam yn rhy hen Ond diolch i'r mawr yn mi wel ar hen wrau Y llech i ddiogel dylam Tŵl rw dylam, tŵl rw dyla dio Y llech i ddiogel Yng nghysgod y graf Cob malltraeth mi foddith fy mam.
And that was Catherine Angharad and the song Cob Malltraeth. And as I say, it's a song about a cob, a pier. Isn't the cob the word that they use for the pier in Lyme Regis, used by the French lieutenant's woman and by Jane Austen? Was it Sense and Sensibility? That was the cob, I think, in Lyme Regis. But here's the cob mouth traith. Lug an unskeel jegus feed, Jane Ochter Shen. Ren machindes and yorish altern an elia club nai heard jintem. As macha shen to mush keed skeel elia of echinde dem lorusen. For fair negeas gedad me chindes, and ye no ernoder our skeel crocha puns a verl. As ve might allure. Near a shen tam ye hear a skeel and gear a elia, as mush nai heed fogel on thou, erno less peripherous, the velchin de sigil jilusu skeel jay mush tausen fogel as de heed for thee, the fregertach de structure clene gale, less shach beeren jay mush jay linichen, as unveer jay mush queg linichen. Rishach de nege houds was in geeschach rish molendrot lor studeren von skol gilgach vor glas. Was in gen erkus de skelen falesach mother greirish. Skelen ger de lure. As lesh skelen ear skira and fes jerry jow. This lighthouse on the quay, the article goes on to tell us, was lighted each night by 7 or 8 half-pound candles, with a tin circular reflector behind them at about 8 feet diameter, and could be seen at the distance of 4 or 5 leagues at sea. In 1787, it says, 84 yards of the lowest end of the pier with the lighthouse thereon was destroyed by a violent gale of easterly wind. And the Royal Commissioner's report of 1792 says, either from the irresistible violence of a storm or from not having been so constructed as to withstand the force of the sea in certain seasons and winds, a great part of the pier of Douglas, with a lighthouse built at the outer extremity, were swept away. However, they also say that that happened in 1787. John Feltham, in his tour through the Isle of Man, 1797-1798, also refers to part of the pier with the lighthouse being destroyed, and first he says that it was in 1787, but then later in the book he refers to it happening in 1786. Well, this is a band now which was formed in Galicia, though as well as a couple of Galician musicians, they have a vocalist from Scotland and a fiddle player from Wales, and they're called Macfec.
Right along.
Some music from Galicia there, the Arta Gambaran, played by McFeck, including Harry Price, the fiddle player, who was here for Shannon Hestew, has been here for Shannon Hestew before now. A siod yw stasiwn yn asiwn, Radio Fanning, a son siod as yw geist a chrys Clare na Gael. Se Robert Cytyn Corsl, mis Robert y Corslach.
Have you ever had tell about Bobby Bob?
In this article there's also evidence included which had been given by Peter Fannin, a former senior Royal Navy officer. He'd sailed with Captain Cook on his second expedition from 1772 to 75 as master of a vessel called the Adventure. He'd retired, probably on half pay, I suppose, to Douglas, where he set up a school and taught navigation. This gentleman, says the article, made a survey and prepared a map of the island on a larger scale than had been previously attempted. On the 1st of January 1789 he published his map, calling it A Correct Plan of the Isle of Man, to which he attached a plan of Douglas Harbour. In a note to the latter he says, Sunday, 19th of November, 1786. Douglas Lighthouse and 82 yards of the quay was washed down in a gale of easterly wind. In fact, as well as the plan of Douglas Harbour, at the top of Peter Fannin's map there's an illustration of the South Quay at the time with its herring houses and the land rising up behind it. Chawds tasyn yn un sgil yn ffi ger ond sglen yn y gil yn y cyd yn roes mae gaw sy'n toech der chyndes yn jay sgil yr eich olten yn y chlwb na'i chyd. Fy sy'n clas yn miren, siacht yn siacht yn jay, Casino Royal, fy'n chyd lor, lior James Bond, sgwteg Ian Fleming. Gaw mi toech der sen nôn yr awced aw ffag yn y ffilm as Daniel Craig o'n fy clawd syflein sy'n clawd syflein ffyd chyd y sy'n. Ta cwnion em mae'r fersiwn Elia J. Casino Royal mo ffilm na raw o'ch spwff ys rhenig cyw yrgyd y lŵr ys fy actor yn ffi fai o'n ach, wel, se broc aglach fy jyn toc fy er y hôl. Ach, honig mi bit beg jyn ffilm merys Daniel Craig ys fy mi gyndys creu hachyr. Mas o hir mi cob jyn lior, ys eich gaw mi toioch der chyn de sien son Clare na Gael. Och, henke mach, tre honic mi y ffilm ffyer y hôl, na raw y ffilm gair ter lior monach o'r y bi. Now off to Brittany and a group called Can Abiscul, and they're playing a tune called, singing a song called E Garnison.
Garnison, la lune, on paie, rue, et t'y vais, ça t'y garnison, dingue, dingue, garnison.
A garnison, sung by Can Abiscol. As Nishka Safish, well, Chanelli Chaliaura's Casino Royale, that great Raushen novella, as an unridder's Galtus Nabain, that great Vashen novella, we cow Palchich Rage, you know, and Chindes J. Shen, as Remy Imidje, the Skeel and Shen, Lurishan Club Nighheed. And on fair show begging the skirrer, as she John Hegelund to enam an ochter screwin rid show dew, ne skeely na din. Canami shigger vel shen nom de plume, as the vel John Hegelund de fear na ben to screw fo enam firin. The furry de vel John Hegelund de fear na wunye, ach on show, sophie show, the vel ejin a wimmer jay shield na sega, de yin er kush na gair, mod de beche na ben, and she be for yer a hall, ligden gold tayak der a fish show. Te stride rein ege, rein lieta genusus yirian beggar mirin de faber. Skull. Och dach cute ten chlag feirl mach, te pech enjach de de fege. Sport. Och fuddy u goil arn, ir me vis un njaus chle oil. Scrutachten. Ach, an el pecher be burrit machion an irtis jow. Parentin. Ach, tad cor grai ir na smuort crea be vis tachert. And so, assuming, therefore, says the article in Mona Marcellini, that the pier and lighthouse were destroyed in 1786, we revert to the evidence of Mr. Christian. Nicholas Christian, you remember, was the harbour master of Douglas. And he says, the only light to direct vessels into the harbour is a lantern upon a pole, erected at the extremity of the remains of the former pier. It further appears, to use the words of the commissioners, that the ruinous remains of the structure sunk at the mouth of the harbour impeded and rendered dangerous the approach to the port, which was narrow and confined. Having thus explained the wretched condition of Douglas Harbour after the destruction of its pier in 1786, we now proceed to record the particulars of the calamity named at the heading of this sketch in the following year. And now we join Mona Douglas, and this is her singing a song, Ren Ni, the Song of the Washing. And this is a version where David Kilgallen has tidied up the sound quality of the recording, and also he's overdubbed some instrumental parts of it as well to accompany Mona Douglas in Ren Ni. Mona Douglas singing Ren Ni with added instrumental on fiddle and piano by David Kilgallen. Gunnachan. Och ons inna jay maru, tad sailsje gemacht de bachtel en orn wel slijm mij de loer. Mish. Och en elmi gomme giet voor aal ul juwen trei. Shulian. Och tad lotrit, me saw de carabeen et de kinjach. Savin, a chanelu dusta, a tau dremel na sorgers na stuna. Tarn enel, a chanelu feimer, chanelu ach de enachtan de velu bio. Bir de veir, a chanelu d bol tau chitgus jera, ach bol tau goil toyacht. Mish. Ach ta mi chit quail slai as chanel mi riu genacht an yaw eisach mi chion shira aru son an iru chel veinog. Ginson. Ach ta da kinjach gilia feich on na velach feisach chan ei quaich. Chit da vei skurich. Ach chanelu ginu reichas an da hulk chanelu ach goil bog a smu. Gedan merish peich enyach. A chanelli madrol vel a peirch sy'n storm yn y din. This article now gives some extra information for us. It may, however, it says, be necessary to state that the Isle of Man herring fishery usually commences in June, formerly in July, when the fish frequent the western coast of the island off Peel. It continues until the end of August or the beginning of September, when the fish move round to the eastern coast off Douglas. On Thursday, the 20th of September, 1787, an unusually large quantity of fish were brought into Douglas, and the weather was beautifully fine. In the evening of that day, being St. Matthew's Eve, the whole fleet, numbering, it said, 400 boats, and there's a little note here to say, it's very questionable if the fleet at this time bore any proportion to this number, although many of them were only small crafts, But anyway, the whole fleet, numbering, it is said, 400 boats, proceeded to the fishing ground. Now, there's a river in Cornwall which enters the sea at Cadrevi, and having flowed down from the Redruth, Cambourne area, it's affected by mineral deposits from mining, so it leaves a distinctive trace. Not for nothing is it known as the Red River. These are the musicians of Cornish dance group Ross Celtic, including fiddler Tim Lefer, with Tim's tune Dance of the Red River. Dance of the Red River, the musicians of Ross Celtic. Stasiun yn asiun to Radio Fanning, a Sean Clare ten message, Clare Nigale, Meryn Pín, Robert Cytin Corswell, Robert y Corslach.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
David Robertson was a customs officer in Douglas, and he witnessed the event. The herring ground was then off Clayhead and Laxey, about 3 leagues from Douglas. In the evening, when the boats again sailed thither, there were no indications of a change in the weather. But at midnight a brisk equinoctial gale arose, and the fishermen fled to the harbour of Douglas for refuge. On the ruins of the lighthouse is fixed a slender post, from which is hung a small lantern. This wretched substitute was thrown down by one of the first boats in its eagerness to gain the harbour. The consequences were dreadful. In a few moments all was horror and confusion. The darkness of the night, the raging of the sea, the vessels dashing against the rocks, the cries of the fishermen perishing in the waves, and the shrieks of the women ashore, imparted such a sensation of horror as none but a spectator can possibly conceive. Curgeon. Ach yn elod ryw jyn yw ffachyd ji, tyd y cynjach cor orts genacht yn y sier, myddwch yw'n sy'n. Artis na fys jyntain, ach te tarn yn gael des yn hyn. Cenip, ach chenel torc yn gi as chenel ei cor dy chwli yn dyrgycha. Yn lwch taed, ach chenel fe mort ffolwch y fe gyrbi nod y felod tigl na felod giri sian yno. Yn Olwsgol, ach ons yn y J. Marken taw geddon barns o'n starta. Legedon. Och, chanelod burit mychion o tren taw gennacht yn balw as gyn ffogl dy grei, creu yr bi fys tachert, creu yr bi fys gwyl y grei na fys gwyl yr gynnw eich pech yr bi. Cwmwl yn rei. Och, chanel sôr olcoch tre nyfelw dyn glenna. Edion. Ach, tad cor ort gian jesh as giri gul mach. Fín, ach, chanelli ach cor ort sy fe manra. Chelvish. Ach, ons firnius te riddenach mai tau goil soil je gianair. Now, this is the song made on the wreck of the Herring Fleet that the book we're looking at, Mona Miscellany, prints the words of. Call Jennebed and Skadan, and it's Phil Gorn singing it with the band Skeel.
Kunichi Shenase Sir Flynn Shakidje Kefida Shakarakin Kule Fayon lesherish firelen as firish faster elen fife tre yolatan ji fushtulish merish belen elen as rosha Monyak deravi nuskere Okeret van dreden nirish kaklet En kienya denya tolen shisha Vadiedakten kin leste Snuck and rye, fat courage. it loud I as on lagged marriage than cleaner.
Phil Gorn and Skeel with the call Jinnabed and Scathan, the song made on the loss of the herring fleet. Mish. A chanel mi goel joch mestia lach tre ta mi mulomagan, na lot rysio chel fein mor dy bech i corfregr daw. Imen i livreus, a chanel ad greu dy felos dy fitia er no na felw cordwrach daw tre fe o'r sgol sys, log dawsyn gobl chyt nis. Deinia, och tad corys mren mor dy bech cedon cwllin yr iddyn, dy bech sian fe moel. Mish, och, eg a chwd slw tam i golmach as a tai os. Mish, och ta ced au goel cenab da lŵr da floda ar sŵl. Mish, och son sigris chaliesan na veidion u sio. Mish, och fod am salsich amach ma machion, sys machion an ach tam i genachtan, as na vistachert. Mish, och tam i urlu as arltach ta choch lei, Gen y welfus emer nach dy unw sien. Mish, ys chynel... Gamol esil. Mish, ys chynel feg elia och tamu dy chwlina. Mish, a chynel mish mo lymacan fys dy my chymrael. Gamol esil. Mish, a chynel mish mo lymacan fys dy my chymrael. Sien dy sien. David Robertson's eyewitness report continues. When the morning came, it presented an awful spectacle. The beach and rocks covered with wrecks, and a group of dead bodies floating in the harbour. In some boats, whole families perished. The shore was crowded with women, some in all the frantic agony of grief, alternately weeping over the corpses of father, brother, and husband, and others sinking in the embrace of those whom a moment before they imagined were buried in the waves. The bustle of trade ceased. Its eagerness yielded to the feelings of nature. An awful gloom sat on every countenance, and every bosom either bled with its own anguish or sympathised with the sufferings of others. Well, that ballad we heard says that 21 men were lost in total, probably the crews of three boats under their masters John Moore, Tom Grimshaw, and a man simply called Kinley. Here's something a little more cheery. This is a Perche de Beale, at least four pieces of Perche de Beale, sung by Mary McInnish. Pitta kek mach kamish skr makka vonus kinda Pitta ka söga lika tich jag makka va tich hippa tich Nen bega bra hicke kek makka vonus kinda Pitta ka söga lika tich jag makka va tich hippa tich Nen bega bra hicke kek makka vonus kinda Pitta kek mach kamish apuhka jävra A pitta kek mach kamish skr makka vonus kinda Pitta kek mach kamish apuhka jävra Kna pitta kek mach kamish skr makka vonus kinda Pitta ka söga lika tich jag makka va tich hippa tich Nen bega bra hicke kek makka vonus kinda Pitta ka söga lika tich jag makka va tich hippa tich Nen bega bra hicke kek makka vonus kinda Tala chinka medik talka miari, tala chinka medik pita kada khliahi, tala chinka medik talka miari, tala chinka medik pita kada khliahi, ami shadi tuvin chalik speku suliami, ali kalam harnas tar sekarne pita kriavi, ami shadi tuvin chalik speku suliami, ali kalam harnas tar sekarne pita kriavi, tala chinka medik talka miari, tala chinka medik pita kada khliahi, tala chinka medik talka miari, tala chinka medik pita kada Ami shadi tuvin jalik speak usuliami, ali kalam harnas tar sekarne pita kriavi. Ami shadi tuvin jalik speak usuliami, ali kalam harnas tar sekarne pita kriavi. Shalov koriel winyas kolkrami hetar, shalov koriel win si shahata kyoruvan, shalov koriel winyas kolkrami hetar, shalov koriel win si shahata kyoruvan, piel win piel win piel win skipper.
ba, piewing, piewing, ty żachat te kioruwa, piewing, 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 na skipy ba, piewing, piewing, ty żachat te kioruwa, szalow kuriewing, nie skokra, wichetora, szalow kuriewing, ty żachat te kioruwa, szalow kuriewing, nie skokra, wichetora, szalow kuriewing, ty żachat te kioruwa, piewing, 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 na skipy ba, piewing, piewing, ty żachat te kioruwa, piewing, 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 na skipy ba, piewing, piewing, Sie schachte geruwan Da bin adi haru tiesam zachari Da bin adi haru takenulak Da bin adi haru tiesam zachari Da bin adi haru takenulak Ketami guru takam haru tiesam zachari Ketami guru takam haru takenulak Ketami guru takam haru tiesam zachari Ketami guru takam haru takenulak Da bin adi haru tiesam zachari Da Nadi haru takenulak, nadi haru tiesan zahari tahavi, nadi haru takenulak, ketami guru takam haru tiesan zahari, ketami guru takam haru takenulak, ketami guru takam haru tiesan zahari, ketami guru takam haru takenulak.
Mari makinish as pushtibil. Mish, achtami gimmer kamahin on sagt morte biden giri sherige. Mish, ach te djeen de vel mi burrits me gron riddenach. Mish, ach mish. Ach mish, ach mish. Ach mish, ach mish. Ach mish. Maar van mi greich en elweg tachert, ach te djolo raag en jay ferrer liaes en acht en arayn sjo troggel erich elia. In addition to the immediate loss of 21 lives, probably from three fishing boats lost with all hands, many other fishing vessels were damaged, and that was to have a profound economic effect on the lives of the crofters, for whom fishing was an essential part of their subsistence living. The wreck of the herring fleet in the mouth of Douglas Harbour occurred in the early hours of the 21st of September, 1787. Ach nis shene was kleine gael dera an nachirt. We heard an international group performing in Galicia. We closed with Manx group King Chioli and their track called Galicia. Until the next time then, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Thee vai machrieriu was orsor ye, as me yeerian shared you.